Hey there, Kingston. You're listening to Cave Cuisine. I'm Destiny.
And I'm Avi.
Today we're going to be talking about burgers.
If you live anywhere near Kingston, then you would know that we have a ton of burger places. So we decided to go and check them all out for ourselves.
So today we've put together a nice list of our very favorites, so our top five burger joints in Kingston. The first place that we're going to be talking about is Harper's Burger Bar, which is our number five choice. If you're looking for a nice place to sit down, perfect for dates, it's quite a lovely place. You can find it down on Princess Street near the water, right next to the Sleepless Goat. And a burger there cost about anywhere between $10 and $15. And it's great because you got like, you get a whole bunch of different choices of burgers. So you can have different toppings and different like patties, because there's even a vegetarian option, the chickpea patty, which I used to get when I was a vegetarian. It kind of likes to blow itself apart because it's so squishy, but it's so delicious. And if you don't mind making a mess, it's 100% worth the $12 that it might be.
Yeah, I would definitely go there with a date. Like, it's a nice atmosphere, and it's a little nicer than regular burger places.
Totally.
So, I mean, you might want to dress up a little, like not too much because it's not super fancy.
Yeah, it's like a casual date night. It's like, hey, bring your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your sister, your brother, your mom, your dad. Probably can't bring your dog, but in the summertime you can, and the dog can be like sitting on the patio with you. But honestly, it's like, it's a great atmosphere. It's entirely local, which is the best.
Yeah.
There are a lot of local restaurants, but we don't have a lot of like Kingston specific burger places, which makes Harper's really nice. Like, it's our own gourmet burger bar.
Yeah, it's owned by the same people who own Atomica and Chien Noir.
Yeah,
which is just actually, it's funny because it's like on the opposite side of the other block on Brock Street.
Yeah,
so you can find those there. They're also nice places. I mean, we're not talking about them today, but if you know those places and you like them, then you should definitely check out Harper's.
For sure. You get like great atmosphere and good service. And also another thing to mention is not just the burgers at Harper's are fantastic, but they have really good milkshakes and other little treats. So definitely check that place out if you're looking for like a nice fancy type burger joint. All right, so we're going to get into a little bit of music for you, done by your very own hosts, Avi and I. So that's all we're going to be playing during the show, and we're pretty excited because we thought, you know, if we're going to be sitting here for an hour with you guys, we may as well play you some awesome songs because we're both musicians. So first off, you're going to hear Call It Off, which is a Tegan and Sarah cover, and I hope you enjoy it. Keep it locked to 91.9 The Cave.
Take your time coming over here. I think that's
Welcome back, Kingston. You are listening to Cave Cuisine. If you're just tuning in now, I'll give you a little recap of the show. We are talking about our top five burger places in Kingston. At number five was Harper's Burger Bar down on Princess Street. And coming up next, at number four is Morrison's on King Street, overlooking or just looking out on Market Square. It's really nice little diner. It's definitely been there for a long time, and their burgers are really good. It's quaint. The burgers are about $4.50 for a regular burger with no cheese, nothing else on it, like toppings, but not a fancy burger. So they're really good, and we went there. The service is lovely. They're nice people. It's definitely family-owned. The burger was obviously homemade, really nice, and it just felt good. It was a nice place to sit.
It's like a little, it's a classic diner type atmosphere, and you go in and the food is fantastic, and yeah. Their burger was just like, it was lovely. I really enjoyed it. I don't know, it's, if you're looking for just really classic, really basic burgers, Morrison's is a really good place to go.
Yeah, and as I said, looking out on Market Square, it's definitely nice, especially in the winter coming up with the skating rink, and you can just sit there, come in from the cold from skating, and
get some hot chocolate
and a burger,
and
then, you know, continue on with your skating endeavors. But it's nice, you can sit right in the window.
I think one of the nicest things about Morrison's is definitely it's at just its location, just being in that area, because no matter what time of year or what time of day it is, it's just, you go in, they do like a, they have breakfast till really late in the day. I think, do they do all day breakfast?
It's all day breakfast.
They do all day breakfast, and that is the best. There's nothing better than eggs and toast at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I know, it's so good, and it's friendly. As I said, it's fast. It doesn't take very long. If you're really hungry, you're kind of strapped for cash, definitely go into Morrison's.
Yeah, and just, it's fantastic.
Yeah, no, I had a good time there. I'm in there all the time.
Yeah.
You'll probably hear us talk about it some other time on a different Cave Cuisine show, but they also have, to complement their burgers, great milkshakes.
Oh, yeah.
They're really good.
Honestly, I think a good milkshake is, like, essential for a burger.
It is.
Like, burger and a shake, that's just, like, that is a meal in itself.
It is.
You don't really need anything else.
Yeah, and when you're in Morrison's, you kind of get this feeling that you should be wearing, like, a poodle skirt and, like, you know, sharing a milkshake with someone else with the two straws.
Yeah, and they've got this awesome little, it's kind of like a bar that's right down up at the front of the store, and they've got, like, these little red stools, and it's same height as the tables and whatnot, but it's just, like, this long strip that goes right down.
And it's almost not like they're trying to be like a retro place. They're not at all. It's been around for a long time. It looks like that. That's the restaurant itself.
And it's so awesome. It's just like a little piece of history.
It is nice. And as I said, it's family owned. So everyone that works there is really friendly. They know the town. They know the community. They've been there for a long time, and they definitely know how to make food and how to bring it to you and be really happy and joyful about it.
For sure. And if you're stopping in at Morrison's afterwards and you're looking for something to do, you should probably hit up the studio, which is right above.
Yes. Some random advertisement there. My parents' gallery is upstairs.
Yeah, and you can go in, and there's some lovely art. And it's just, like, another great place to complement such a great part of town.
That's true. It's a nice area down there, down in Market Square. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and maybe you'll even see Avi up there. You never know.
Maybe. Anyways, we had a nice song for you guys, Tegan and Sarah cover.
Hope you enjoyed that.
As promised, we have more music by us. This one is actually by me. It'll just be me this time.
Oh, yay.
Sad, lonely little Avi, but
What? No, it's happy and it's cheerful little Avi.
Anyways, I will be playing you a song of mine, a surprise, and when you hear it, I'll tell you what it's called afterwards. I hope you enjoy my lovely little tune for you guys, and keep it locked to 91.9 The Cave.
When I was young and I wanted more, it's still not enough. And I won't be all these things that I have bought. So I don't need what I've got. Well, I fill my head with constant abuse, and I won't think about anything else. And I spend my days surrounded by you, and I won't be with anyone else. But I don't need what I've got, and what I've got's still not enough. I won't be all these things that I have bought. So I don't need what I've got. Well, I'm constantly paying for words that I'm saying, and I say a lot. It's hard to be dealing with all that I'm feeling, this pain that I've got. And I say no. No, and I say no, no. Well, I don't need what I've got, and what I've got's still not enough. And I won't be all these things that I have bought. So I don't need what I've got. And I say no, no. And we all say no, no.
And welcome back, Kingston. You just heard Need by Avi, who is our host today with me, Destiny. Just in case you might have forgotten who we are, or if you're just tuning in now, this is Cave Cuisine, and today we're doing a little bit of a burger review on our top five favorite burger places in Kingston. So, to start off, you heard a little bit from Harper's. Just as a recap, it's a lovely little sit-down place. Around $10 to $15 for a burger. Go there on dates or just go there just for a good burger. Then we talked a little bit about Morrison's, which is classic diner style. Very, very Kingstonian, has been here forever. And burgers are about $4.50, which is a good cost for a burger if you're looking for something fast and homemade and lovely. And now our number three choice is Tommy's. Tommy's is a... it's a different kind of place. You go in and it's a very old school diner. They've got like a big motorcycle set up in the middle of the store, and there's like Elvis posters and old Pepsi, or not Pepsi, but Coca-Cola poster boards. They're like, they're wooden plaque things. You know, posters weren't just papery. They were plaques, and it's so neat. And then they've got like the classic checkered floor and neato little diner tables, which are kind of like a, they're kind of like, I would say, like a mirrored, kind of ripply mirrored type dealy. And yeah, overall, it's like very retro, and it's really neat to go inside. And the colors are all very pastel-y, and it really makes you feel like you should be wearing mom jeans and like a pastel polo tied up above your belly button and like a nice headband in your hair. I don't know, I kind of got that feel when I went in. I was like, man, I wish it was the 60s. anyway, we sat down there, and the waitress came, and she took our order. She was very lovely, very smiley, and that's what we like in a good place. I think a lot of being in a sit-down kind of joint is having good customer service. So it, when you're smiling or when you're just taking your order and you're just upbeat about it, it just makes the experience overall better because you're just like, man, this is great. The people here are so nice, and it just makes me want to love their food even more. So we ordered a burger, and we split it between the two of us, and we had some fries on the side of that. It was brought out to us, and it was huge. Like, those burgers are big, and they're homemade, and it was, like, just the way I like it. I don't know. Some people aren't a fan of, like, crispy around the edges, but I am a fan of crispy around the edges.
So good.
It's just like, oh, man. And it was delicious, and we didn't even know if we would be able to finish the whole thing.
Oh yeah, filling for just half a burger there, but yeah. So good.
So good, and their fries were really good too. That's something that I have to vouch for.
Yeah.
But Tommy's, their burger is about $8, and it does take a little bit more time, but the nice thing about that is they have TV set up, and they play Teletoon Retro. So we're sitting there, we're watching Ned's Newt, which we took a really long time to figure out what it was. And like, then we're like,
this looks so familiar.
We watched this for sure when we were kids, but I don't know what it is. And then, of course, at the end, we're like, oh, it's Ned's Newt. Oh, man, I remember that show. And then it's just, that kind of brings to it, because you're like, oh, I feel so retro, and this is so neato. Like,
yeah. It was really, like, nostalgic, even though we weren't alive, like, in the 50s or 60s. Yeah. But just the television there and
for sure.
Makes you feel like a little kid. They have a foosball table in the middle.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a really good place. If you're going on, like, a first date and you want it to be fun, yeah. Not fancy, like, you're starting to get to know someone.
It's a fun place to go. And it's...
Bring your siblings, bring your kids, bring someone little, because they'll definitely be like, oh, this is so cool, and I can watch for cartoons sure. at the same time.
Like, oh, man, TV and dinner?
Yeah.
Mom never lets me do this at home.
Yeah.
Best day of my life.
Yeah. It's a nice place, and, like, there's records on the ceiling, and they're all painted silver. And
they're really neat.
Yeah.
It's, the decoration really adds to the overall experience, because you're sitting there, and you're just like... Man, this is so, I don't know, it's, you're not expecting, like, a gourmet meal, but when it's put in front of you, you're just like, this feels like a gourmet meal.
Yeah, and it's fun, like, it adds to it when you're like, I can have dinner, go out, spend money, and have fun doing it at the same time. It's so much more worth it than going out, and you just kind of sit there, and you're like, this is kind of awkward, because I don't know
nice
what to say.
Thing, another nice thing about it is it creates conversation. So if you're going on a date and you don't know what to talk about, so you're just sitting there and you're like, this is weird, like, so weather's nice outside. Yeah, it's pretty nice. No, you can just, like, look at the TV and be like, hey, I remember watching this when I was a kid, and then that's, like, a great conversation starter. Or you can be like, hey, man, look at the ceiling, totally made out of records.
Exactly. So yeah, no, definitely our recommendation, first date place, really good.
Yeah, and then we would say, like, Harper's is, like, later on in the relationship.
Yeah.
Like, when you go on a nice, fancy date.
When you're like, I've been with this person long enough to spend more money and, like, dress up, and, you know, when you're more comfortable with that person, and you can be like, oh, let's go somewhere else.
Let's go to Harper's.
Yeah.
Burger dates, woo!
Hooray!
But Tommy's, for sure, is totally awesome, and it's open really late, which is really nice. So if you're, like, hanging around and it's like a Saturday night and you have nothing to do and you're just like, man, I could really go for some diner food or just like some really tasty fries or a milkshake, just like depending on the day or the time. Usually Tommy's is open until about 3 a.m. on, like, I think it's like Tuesdays and Thursdays and weekends or something. But
yeah. And they're also, as we said before in an earlier talk about Morrison's, actually, they also have really good milkshakes to complement the burgers.
Yes.
Their milkshakes are made out of real fruit, so they have real fruit in them, along with the ice cream and all the bad things that go into milkshakes.
All the good things.
You know, I've had a banana milkshake there, and it was so delicious because there's a real banana in it, and it was really good. Definitely try their milkshakes, but try something different. Like, go for, like, a blueberry milkshake or a mango milkshake.
Yeah, get something different, for sure. It's like, milkshakes and burgers go together.
They definitely do.
Man, that burger was good.
It was good.
I just like, I occasionally I find myself thinking about it. I'm like, I could really go for one, but I don't think I could eat an entire one by myself.
No, me either. And this was the first place that we went to out of all of the places. We went to Tommy's, and afterwards we're like, man, that was so good, but I don't know how we're going to eat all of these burgers.
Yeah, so we ended up going to each place and ordering half a burger each, which is good because really all they have to do is cut it in half. It just makes us feel cheap.
It does. And we're like pulling out our change. We're like, no, paying for half our burger. We're like, we're sorry.
But if you're going to be eating like five burgers in one night, then don't eat the whole burger because you will not be able to enjoy the rest of them.
Yeah, we got to the point where we were like walking to the restaurant, like doing lunges. And we're like, okay, let's go. Next burger.
We did lunges down the aisles for one of them, and the guys at the end of the counter just laughed, and they're like, oh, no. And I was just like, oh, yes. Yeah. We're ready.
Well, we'll talk more about that later.
Absolutely. But we're getting into some more music now.
But before we do, we just want to say again, definitely go to Tommy's.
Oh, yeah. Go to Tommy's because it's awesome. Lots of fun. Just first date material for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, our next song that we're going to be playing for you is a Bon Iver cover called Skinny Love. So keep it locked to 91.9 The Cave.
And I told you to be patient, and I told you to be fine, and I told you to be balanced, and I told you to be kind. And in the morning I'll be with you, but it'll be a different kind. And I'll be holding all the tickets, and you'll be owning all the fines. Thank you.
Welcome back to Cave Cuisine here on 91.9 The Cave. Just as a recap, or in case you just forgot, we have been talking about burgers in Kingston and our top five burger list. We started at the bottom at number five. Not that they're at the bottom at all, just the bottom of the number five list. So good. Harper's Burger Bar down on Princess Street. As we said before, an average burger costs between $10 and $15. So if you've got some extra cash to spend, want to go on a nice date, check out this place. It's good. The atmosphere is nice and the burgers are delicious.
It's local.
And it's local. At number four, we have Morrison's, which is on King Street overlooking Market Square. It's delicious. It's been there forever. An average burger is about $4.50, so a little more affordable than Harper's. It's really pleasant. It's nice, simple diner, simple burger, but really good at the same time. Simple is never a bad thing. And it's really good. I definitely suggest you check that place out any time of year, but especially if you're going skating, it's right outside the skating rink. Stop in for some hot chocolate and that lovely burger. We definitely put our stamp of approval on that one.
Oh, yeah.
At number three, as we just spoke about, we have Tommy's, which is located further up on Princess Street, close to Brian's Record Option, across from the Metro food store, and just a little bit down from Division Street. That place is definitely delicious. It's an awesome retro sort of diner restaurant. They've got a motorcycle. They've got a foosball table. They've got cartoons.
They've got it all.
They do have it all. It's wonderful. The burger is big. It's delicious. It's filling. Their fries are good. Go really well with it.
Perfect for a first date.
Fun date material. Anyways, oh, and I forgot to say, those burgers are $8.
Yes.
Generally. They're a little more expensive, but you're sort of paying for a bit of the atmosphere, too.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a fun experience.
It's definitely worth it, especially if you're going on the first date and you're just like, we're not going to spend a lot of money, but we're going to spend, like, enough to go and have some fun at Tommy's.
Definitely. Guys always love girls who eat burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, moving on to our number two choice. We're getting really close to the top here, so we're getting delicious, delicious burgers. We have chosen Bubba's, which is also on King Street. It's just a little past Market Square. It's really delicious. It's almost on the corner of King and Princess, just a little further down the block than
that. Well, there's two Bubba's.
That's true. There's one up on Princess, but they're sort of the same. They're a little different.
Yeah, one is more like pizza.
We went to the one down on King Street.
Yeah.
So if you're closer to the other one, you can check that one out. We haven't gone there. We're vouching for the one on King Street here. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're both delicious. So speaking of Bubba's, they're really nice. It's a really small place. It's not crowded. I guess if there were a bunch of people in there, it would seem crowded. It's really nice. You just go right up to the counter, order your food right there, and then sit down at a table, like right next to it. They're really pleasant. They like to talk to you there, which is really awesome because it's nice to have someone like pleasant. They're really involved in the community, obviously. Yeah. They've been there a long time, so they know a lot of people. I know that I've been in there a ton, and the owner of it, Mary, actually, she's so pleasant. If you walk in there and she happens to be in there, I mean, you'd know her because she's just so pleasant. Just, you know, talk to her, get to know her, because she's really nice, and she makes really good food, and it's a lovely place. The burgers are, once again, around $4.50, between $4 and $5 for a burger.
Yeah, which is a good burger price.
It's
affordable, and
it's good. They put something on the burger that was, like, mixed in with the mustard. It was so good.
I don't even know if it was mixed in with the mustard.
It was almost like that.
I almost want to say that it was mixed in with the patty itself because they're handmade patties and, like, they're so good. They're so, so, so good. And you, like, bite into it and it's juicy, but there was definitely something a little extra in there that just made it.
It had that,
like, had that extra kick.
It had that little crisp on the edges, but on the inside it was extra juicy.
So perfect. It was.
I can't. I'm just thinking about it. It's gonna be hungry.
I know. Like, oh, man, we should definitely go to Bubba's or something for lunch because that is a very fantastic burger place.
Yeah, it's also open very late.
It's open forever.
They are always there. I mean, they obviously work so hard at what they do, and it's just amazing.
It's, yeah, no, for sure. For a little community, like, burger food joint, it's not just burgers.
Yeah. They have delicious everything. I mean, I don't want to get into it, but, like, their fries, their poutine, their pizza, their subs, it's just all
everything
good.
Is good.
They've got some, like, Greek stuff in there. Like, they have, like, souvlaki, which mm-hmm. is really good because I guess they're a Greek family. And it's good place. Like, no matter what you get there, it's affordable, it's quick, it's good. I know for a fact that I went on one of my first dates there.
Aww,
it's not
that's
a very,
really
like,
cute.
First date place, but I definitely went there and had pizza, and it was really good. So it's a nice place. It's friendly. It's kind of intimate because of the size.
Yes.
So it's not a huge place.
It's like, I would say it's about the size of our own little booth here.
Yeah, it's pretty small, but they obviously managed to work with it.
Yeah.
They're, I don't know. I don't know what else to say, like, other than the fact that it's so delicious.
It's just, go to Bubba's. It's something you can't really explain. You don't, I guess people look at Bubba's because it's so little, and they're just like, oh, it's just Bubba's, you know, just another one of those little fast food joints. But no, it's not just another one of those little fast food joints. It's so amazing. And if you've lived in Kingston for a long time, you should know that.
Yeah, and whenever I go in there, I mean, I notice that there are a lot of people in there who, like, whoever's behind the counter is like, oh, hi, Joe. Oh, hi, Bill. Yeah. It's like regulars that come in there because it is, like, it's that sort of really friendly place where you can go and it's like, you know, someone knows who you are. And
so
you're like, oh,
become
so
a regular. Yeah. That's my suggestion. Become a regular.
Definitely. It's good. I would definitely suggest it to anyone.
You have not been to Bubba's enough times if they do not know your name yet.
This is true. And once again, it's also really close to the skating rink. So if you're really tired out from skating and, you know, maybe you went to Morrison's last time, go check out Bubba's this time because it's a warm place. They have warm, delicious food.
Or even in, like, the summertime, if you're walking around the market or if you're a busker like Avi and I, then it's just, like, you'll be all up and down that street. And it's just, like, hey, we've got a whole bunch of change. Or, hey, we've been walking around for a really long time. Let's go into Bubba's and get a nice, tasty bite to eat.
Yeah, I do that all the time in the summer with my siblings. We're constantly going in there. Even
That's
if we
perfect.
Just stop in to get a drink. I mean, it's a friendly place, so we always want to go and support them, say hi, and buy something.
Totally.
It's a good place to support because it's local.
Exactly. And it's just, like, it really is. Another thing, I love places that accept large amounts, like ridiculously large amounts of small change.
Yes.
And that is one of those places.
Yeah.
And if you are a busker, you understand being only able to pay for things in ridiculously large amounts of small change.
Exactly. Yeah, and I mean, before we get too repetitive and we continue to say the same things, like, it's so good, it's delicious,
it's so
lovely.
Good, it's so good, so good.
We're actually gonna move on to another song.
Yeah.
Before you get tired of hearing about Bubba's.
And this is a song that I like to sing. I sang it a lot. If you are a frequenter of Princess Street, you've probably seen me out there with my ukulele. I'm going to be singing some Florence and the Machine. Dog days are over. So I hope you enjoy that. And remember to keep it locked to 919.
The Cave.
Train on a track.
Welcome back, Kingston. I'm your host, Destiny, and
I'm Avi.
Yep, and today this is our Cave Cuisine Hour, and so we're talking about burgers. You probably already know this if you've been listening to the whole show, but if you're just tuning in now, we're going to do a little bit of a recap because we're going to be talking about our number one. But before we get to that, we're just going to, you know, remind you a couple of the other places that we went to. So first, on our number five spot, we've got Harper's, which is a lovely place. It's great for, like, fancy dates. Well, not super fancy, but, you know, just like a nice date place. Burgers cost between $10 and $15, and they have a lovely selection, and it's very local.
Yeah. So at number four, we've got Morrison's, which is right down on King Street on Market Square. It's a really nice, friendly place. They've been there forever. It's lovely. They've got great homemade burgers. Nice and affordable. They're about $4.50 each. It's a good place to go. Like we said before, if you're skating or even if you're just walking around in the summer, it's good for all seasons. It's a lovely place. So that's our number four.
All right. And in our number three slot, we've got Tommy's, which is right down by the metro next to El Asador's and Brian's Record Options. It's kind of like in between the two. And it's like a lovely retro diner. You go in and you feel like it's the 60s. There's cartoons. It's a lot of fun. The menu is great. The burgers are awesome. Perfect for a first date is what we decided. Oh, yeah, and the burger price is about, it's like $8, so it's a little bit expensive, but it's not expensive, you know, if you just want to go on, like, a fun date. Get some fries to go with that.
All right, at number two, if you are listening, you just heard us talk about this one, so we'll do a quick recap. We have Bubba's, which is also on King Street, just a little bit past the square, between the square and Princess Street, so between Brock and Princess on King. It's lovely. Burgers are about $4.50. It's a fast place. It's friendly. It's intimate. It's open almost all hours of forever. It's a great place to stop in with friends or even on a date. If you guys are catching a movie, you need to get something quick, go in for a quick burger. It's really good. So, yeah, that's what we've talked about so far.
So and those are our 5, 4, 3, 2, and one is coming up next. Yeah. And I'm sure you've all got an idea of what it might be.
I'm so excited about this one.
Our very favorite burger place in Kingston is Five Guys.
It's really good. This was actually the last place that we went to.
Yeah.
And we got there. And, you know, we did our lunges down the aisle. And we're lunging,
and they're kind of like, oh, man, who are these, like, nutcases? And we're just like, we're ready for it.
And, you know, you get there, it's all, like, red and white checkers.
Yeah.
It's hard to miss. It's on Princess, kind of towards the middle of Princess, right across from, is it the dollar store?
I think it's the dollar store.
Yeah, it's the dollar store. And so it's right across from the dollar store on Princess. It's a great location. But you get in there, you go down the aisle, you order your burger. It's like you tell them you want a junior burger or a regular burger. Get the junior.
The junior is like regular burger size, like normal people burger size. If you're like up for a challenge, get the regular burger.
It's between $4 and $5, so it's as well about $4.50. You just tell them what you want on it right there. You can get a drink. You can get fries. If you're getting fries, make sure you get them with more than just yourself.
For sure.
There's a ton of them.
But they're so good. And the best thing about the fries is that every day they have a little chalkboard next to the ordering counter where they write down where their potatoes are from. So you know where your fries are coming from.
Yeah, they're local. They're actually a chain in the States.
Yeah.
But we decided to put them on the list. We weren't going to do chains, but we put them on the list because they're really...
It's unique in Kingston.
It's unique to Kingston. It's not like you go uptown and there's like 10 others. This is the only one we have.
And it's so amazing.
It's good. We, you know, get the burger. They cut it in half for us. Like, you wait. They give you a number. And then when they call your number, you come up and get your burger. And you're like, oh, it's not
even
me.
It's not even like a long wait either. Like, it feels like a long wait because you're starving and you just really, really want to have some Five Guys.
Yeah.
But then
like, the best thing is they've got these huge boxes. Well, it's the best thing if you're not allergic to nuts. But they've got these big boxes of peanuts, and you just, like, get a little cardboard thing, and you scoop up some peanuts, and you can just munch on those while you're waiting for your burger. Yeah. And it's so, like, I don't know. I remember there was a time when restaurants just had peanuts at the bars, and we don't do that often anymore for, like, health and safety reasons, but I'm so glad that Five Guys has that.
Yeah, and they tell you up front. I mean, there's, like, a peanut warning. And yeah. It's, like, because there are peanuts in there.
Well, I didn't know for the longest time that there was, like, huge boxes of peanuts. Really? I always wondered what those boxes were.
That's funny.
And then one day I went in, and I was with a good friend of mine, and he just, like, grabbed some peanuts. I was like, where did you get those? He's like, you didn't know? That's, like, a thing here. Yeah. And I was like, what?
Yeah, so it's a good burger. Like we said, just the junior burger is huge.
It's so good. It's like,
you can get, like, everything on it, and their toppings just, like, go well. It's a juicy burger. We took a bite out of it, and all of a sudden, after eating, like, four burgers that day, we were hungry again because it was so good.
It just, like, it cured our want to throw up. Like, it cured it instantly. We just ate it, we're like, suddenly I feel better.
I'm like, I should get another one of these.
Yeah, like, I probably could have eaten a whole one.
Yeah, me too. And it's like, I think we looked a little pathetic though, because we were sitting at the table, we're like, wow, this burger's even better than the last one. And we looked like we just got dumped or something. We're like eating all of these burgers. And if anyone saw us in every one of the places, like walking by the streets, they'd be like,
I almost hope someone saw us
eating so many burgers.
I almost hope someone saw us just so they could be like, what are they doing? We're just doing a burger review. Maybe someone did see us, and maybe they're listening right now. And they're probably like, that explains why those really sad-looking girls were going around eating
and
burgers.
Of course you look sad when you're, like, trudging around after eating, like, four burgers.
Yeah, no, it's hard not to look anything but sad, because you're just like, oh, I have to get to the next one.
But on the inside, we were really happy because all these burgers were delicious.
And they were so good. And,
but,
like,
yeah, definitely Five Guys, top of the list.
Man.
If you haven't been there yet, go. Their burgers are juicy.
And, like, if you make a fist, like an average fist, that is, like, the size of their junior patty.
Yeah. And, I mean, if you have a huge appetite, or if you think you can take the challenge, then definitely go for the, you know, regular size burger. But you have been warned.
You have
it
been
is
warned.
Big, it's a big burger. So,
like, I would share that.
Yeah, and
it's so good.
As for the atmosphere of the place, I mean, it's nice because they have, like, they've got a variety of tables. They have tall tables, they have short ones. They've got, you know, ones for just two people, four people. You can move them, put them together. They've got, it's really simple place. I mean, like,
oh, for
I
sure.
said, it's red and white. It's kind of fun looking.
And, like, the signs, they're not, like, fancy signs. The signs are just, like, kind of like a cardboard material that say, order here and stuff. And it's just like, it feels like it's a fast food joint, but it doesn't taste like fast food.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, a lot of fast food places, you get a burger and it's kind of small, and you just paid some, like, a bunch of money for something that's really small. But this place, you pay, like, less than $5 for a burger that fills you right up.
And then that's all you want to, I swear, that is all I think about sometimes. Like, I'll be walking downtown and be like, I really wish I had a burger. And then you can already taste it in your mouth, because it is so good.
It is. And the place isn't, like, it gets busy, but I guess it, like, whenever I've been in there, it hasn't been too loud. Sometimes places blare their music and you can't hear anything, and you're like, you know, I came here with people, I kind of want to talk to them.
Yeah.
They play music, it's fun, but it's not too loud.
It's just like it's a happy atmosphere. It's like
it
the Disneyland of Kingston.
The Disneyland. Five Guys.
It's totally like Disneyland, except with less screaming children.
A lot less screaming.
Because nobody screams in discomfort at Five Guys, because it's so good.
It is. It's good. I mean, they pretty much have every option of toppings that you want to put on your burger. I mean, aside from, like,
I go for the classic toppings for sure.
I generally do. I mean,
you can get, like, onions and, like, really, really delicious sautéed mushrooms. And
yes.
You could probably get, like, green peppers. I don't know.
Yeah. Once again, though, be careful. If you're one of those people that likes to go to a place and be like, just give me the works and get everything on it.
Yeah.
Careful, though, because that is one huge, messy burger.
Oh,
if that's
yeah.
what you like, it's delicious, tastes good, very hard to keep together. But if that's what you're into, definitely go for it there. It's a good place for it.
I would say it would be a nice date place, but you have to be comfortable enough to, like, let your burger fall apart in your hands and stuff your face with it with the other person.
Exactly. It's not a neat, nice place where you're like, oh, this is nice. Oh, and the weather is delicious. Like,
oh, the weather is so nice outside and I'm raising my pinky.
Yes, you have to be the kind of person who's
like, oh, man, I'm going to have a burger now. Don't mind my total unattractiveness while it, like, drips down the rest of my face.
Yeah, exactly. And it's good. And I think, you know, you can just get, like, it's simple. That's what I like about it.
Yes.
The menu is not wide. They do have vegetarian options. They've got grilled cheese. They've got some, I think, do they have a veggie burger?
They don't have a veggie burger, but they have, like, it's like a cheese sandwich. So it's basically a burger without the meat. And it's pretty good. I had one when I was a vegetarian.
Yeah, so they have options, but, like, simple options. So, like, burger, sandwich, fries, drink, peanuts.
Just, like, the works, you know. Delicious.
Yeah. So it's good. It's a nice place to be. Go with, like, a ton of friends when you're out. It's another place where if you're in a hurry, you're trying to catch a movie.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit down from the movie theater.
So good. And then, like, you can eat your burger there. Or you can bring it with you up to the movie theater. Like, it's...
I mean, I do not suggest running for a movie and eating a burger at the same time.
No. No, that's probably a bad idea.
Only do that if you're pacing yourself, because you won't make it very far with one of those burgers. Jogging. Or any burger. That is not advised.
Exactly.
Anyways, so we're, once again, we don't want to repeat ourselves over and over again. We just want to say this place has the Cave number one stamp of approval from coming from Destiny and Avi. We can't speak for everyone in the Cave, but
we know it's our favorite.
And as the official Cave cuisine team for this week.
We could probably vouch for almost everyone in the Cave, though. I would say that they would go Five Guys.
We see
for
people
sure.
with Five Guys around here all the time. They go out for lunch, they come back, and they're like, oh, I'm so excited to eat my Five Guys now.
Sometimes, if you know Fraser, he's a host here on the Cave, that's like all he'll talk about. He's like, I want to go to Five Guys. I want to go to Five Guys. We're going to Five Guys. It's like a big deal here at the Cave.
It's a big deal because it's delicious.
Exactly.
And we're not saying that place is the only place. Every single place that we've talked about today is delicious for different reasons, in different ways. They're all good. Five Guys is just our number one pick.
Totally.
But definitely go out if you have the time, you know, over time, sample these places. Choose for yourself, because we have in Kingston, we have so many burger places.
There are so many burger places that we can go to. It's just like we went to like several places, but we decided these were our favorite.
Yeah, so if you like burgers, then you are living in the right place.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. And if you're not a fan of burgers, then go into these places, get something else. Because, you know, we want you to support them. We would want support from the community here at our radio station.
Totally.
We want to support local establishments. They definitely deserve it. It's like, if you ever listen to my shows, you'll hear me say, like, definitely go out, buy music from these artists, because they deserve it. It's the same with this. Go out, get a
burger.
Buy
these burgers.
Support your community and eat some delicious food.
Just, like, go release yourself onto the town and just be fat and happy. That is our advice of the day. Just go get every single burger you see, because they're all delicious.
Yep, they're good. And so this one, Five Guys, stamped number one, Bubba's number two, Tommy's number three, Morrison's number four, and Harper's number five.
So, just in case you want a little more information on these places, they all have websites. They're all on Princess Street. You can just go in, check them out for sure.
Yeah, they're easy to get to. They're all downtown. We didn't go to any uptown places because we're a downtown school, downtown radio station, downtown community right here. We're telling you places that if you were in the downtown area, you can get to these by walking.
Yeah.
And they're delicious. So, yeah.
Go indulge. It's the end of the show, and we hope that you have built yourself an appetite. Now you can go and get yourself some good eats. That's the point of Cave Cuisine. So I hope you've enjoyed Cave Cuisine today with me, your host Destiny.
And Avi.
And that is all we have to say about burgers, I guess. Hope you enjoy next week's show. We don't know what it's going to be about yet, but it's going to be about something delicious. So to close, we're going to send you off with one more song, I Feel It All by Feist, done by Avi and I, of course. And keep it locked to 91.9 The Cave.
Hurrahs!
Wild card.